Do you feel like giving up on trying to save your relationship? Don't give up.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Do you feel like giving up on trying to save your marriage or your relationship? Well, think about it. If you loved once and you loved deeply, I believe that you can love again. You see, the truth of the matter is all of your friends and a lot of your relatives will tell you to give up. She doesn't love you anymore. You need to give up and move on. He doesn't want you. He's out dating someone else. You need to give up and get over him. He was a jerk to begin with. You're going to hear all kinds of advice like that. It's negative advice. It's lower vibrational advice. It's well-meaning. People care about you. They want you to do well. But it's still negative. I'm here to tell you right now, and I want you to listen again. If you loved once, you can love again. And it can be stronger and more powerful and more beautiful the second time around. You see, it's not about saving your old relationship. And that's what so many of the gurus out there try to convince you to do. Well, don't talk to them for 30 days and then we'll send them a text and we'll save the old relationship. I'm not about saving the old relationship. The old relationship broke up for a reason. It died for a reason. I'm about a new relationship. I'm about falling in love again. I'm about developing that sense of bond and closeness that perhaps you both have lacked for some time now. I'm not about who's right and who's wrong. I'm about who's feeling good, who's falling in love. And if you loved once, you can love again the second time around, even stronger, because it'll be a new relationship. Don't give up. If your heart says don't give up, then don't give up. Now, if your heart says, hey, I'm done with this character, I'm done, bye, then that's fine. But if in your heart, deep in your heart, you know that love is still there for you. You still feel it. Remember, let's pause for a moment. Remember, at some level, you attracted this. You attracted the breakup. You attracted the bad marriage. You attracted the bad relationship. And I'm not saying it's your fault. It has nothing to do with fault. It has to do with your vibration and your thoughts and what you created in your life. You created a marriage that broke up. If you have the power to create a marriage and a relationship that can break up and fall apart, you have the power to create a relationship that can love beyond anything you can imagine. I want you to listen to that little voice inside your heart, inside your mind, that voice that is connected to infinite source energy, to infinite God force powers that says, don't give up. I still love her. Don't give up. I still love him. And the rest of the world may tell you to give up, but you have to listen to that voice within you. And the law of attraction states that you have the ability to manifest anything you desire if you put your intentions and vibration and heart into it. You have the power to save your marriage. Now, you need to begin by raising your vibrations. And you need to think in terms of raising your vibration from a state of pain to a state of love. I have a lady that I work with, and every time I talk to her, she's talking to me about how her parents abused her and didn't love her. She's living in the world of pain. She's focusing on her pain. She's using her pain as a reason for being in pain now, 30 years later. You need to shift. That's what we mean by shift. You need to shift your focus from pain to love. And don't ask me how. You can do it. You know what it feels like to love. You know what it feels like to get up in the morning and be happy that you're alive, to take a deep breath. You know what it feels like to look at a beautiful tree or a sunset or a cloud in the sky and feel infinite love. You know what it feels like to hold somebody that you desire deeply and hear them breathing and feel love. You know what love feels like. And you know what pain feels like. And you have to make a choice. And the choice is to always choose to feel love, to move your state from pain to love, because that's how you start attracting what you desire. You don't attract what you desire by living in a state of pain. Remember, we attract what we are, not what we want. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and we have helped people all over the world save their marriage or their long-term relationship. We're not into the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. That's your business. But if you've gone beyond that stage and you've truly loved deeply, we can help you. I want you to contact me, but you have to leave contact information. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your relationship. And tell me how badly you want to save it. I'm here to help you. We are here to help you. The universe is ready to help you if you will apply the skills and techniques of the law of attraction.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zenk.
I want you to leave room for a miracle in your life. I know you've come to believe it's too late. Oh, he's already dating somebody else. She's already seen somebody else. She says she doesn't want anything to do with me. She's always angry at me. Blah, 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 blah. I understand that. I want you to leave room for a miracle. You don't have to know how the miracle's going to happen. You don't have to know when it's going to happen. You just have to know it's going to happen. Leave room for a miracle. Because a miracle is coming into your relationship, into your marriage, and you're going to feel better than you've ever felt before. And I mean that. Finally, live in a state of gratitude. Be grateful for the time you have had with that person that you love, and be grateful for the time that you're going to have. Past, future, and even present. I'm grateful for the time we have right now together. And if you're going through a breakup, be grateful for the breakup, because sometimes the breakup allows you to get in touch with yourself and find out who you really are so you can be the best version of yourself in the relationship as you come back together in a new and loving, inspired marriage. A relationship. This is your time. Don't waste it. Don't wait till the divorce papers are in your hands. Contact us. We'd love to help you at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com or visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and fill out the form. We're here to help you. This is your time. Fill your life with love. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.